Hello, everybody. Welcome to another week here at CrossFit Lynchpin on the private track. Today is Monday, June 28th, 2021. Got a great workout today. Hero workout, DT. Probably one of the most popular hero workouts ever programmed from CrossFit. It's important to remember, though, as fun as this workout is, that every hero workout has a real person behind it that lost their life. The backstory on this one, I'm on CrossFit.com right now. It says it is in honor of Air Force Staff Sergeant Timothy P. Davis, 28, was killed on February 20th, 2009, supporting operations in OEF when his vehicle was struck by an IED. Survived by a wife, and he had a one-year-old son at the time. So it could be heavy stuff. Like I said, there's somebody behind these workouts, but we're going to go ahead and celebrate it by getting after today with DT. If you are brand new to Lynchpin, before you continue on, please watch the other video attached to today's training, which says, New to Lynchpin, watch this first. So pause this one, go watch that one. That'll give you all the backstory, because without that video, a bunch of the stuff I'm about to tell you won't make sense. So go do that, then come back and watch this one. So for those of you that have been around a while, let's go ahead and dive in. DT, 5 rounds for time. You've got 155 on the bar for men, 105 for women. 5 rounds for time, 12 deadlifts, 9 hang power cleans, and 6 push jerks. Last time we did this was February 15th, 2021. You can go back into your Beyond the Whiteboard app, check your time, check if you scaled it or modified it in any way, shape, or form, or if you didn't and maybe should have. And you've got all that good data right there in the app. We also have this today as a two-person team version. Only one person working at a time, kind of done chipper style. 120 deadlifts, 90 hang power cleans, 60 push jerks. So one person working at a time until, as a two-person team, you accomplish those 120 deadlifts. Then you move on to the 90 hang power cleans, and only once the 90 hang power cleans are finished can you start on these 60 push jerks as a two-person team. DT is a challenging workout. There's no way around it. For most people, the limiting factor, the deadlift's heavy, the hang power clean's heavy, but it's probably going to be the shoulder to overhead, those push jerks that determine whether or not somebody should do it prescribed or scale it in some way, shape, or form. So I would say if you can't do one round smooth and unbroken, I certainly don't think you should attempt it prescribed. If DT was only 2 rounds for time and not 5, 2 rounds, and you were fresh, do you think you could get through it smooth, fast, and potentially unbroken? We can drop the barbell from the top after the push jerks. But if the answer is, yeah, I think I've got 2 sets of 12 deads and 9 hang power cleans and 2 sets of 6 push jerks in me, you're probably on the right path to consider doing it prescribed. But if you're like, oh, beyond a shadow of a doubt, even if it was 2 rounds, couldn't do that. Let's contemplate scaling right out of the get-go. Right out of the gates. We've got a video showing the deadlift, the hang power clean, as well as the push jerk. Super fitness robot time for this. Men, this is data pulled from Beyond the Whiteboard, 9 minutes, 14 seconds or less. Women, 8 minutes, 25 seconds or less. The more likely time for men, 12 minutes and 50 seconds or less. Women, 11 minutes and 48 seconds. Scaled option. And if you don't think you can meet those more likely times, I would consider scaling. Scaled option, 5 rounds for time, 9 deadlifts, 7 hang power cleans, 5 push press instead of the push jerk. And we're also lowering the loading to 115 pounds for men, 75 pounds for women. That might be a great way for you to do it. But of course, you could scale the scaled workout even more, or you might meet in the middle somewhere. Maybe you're going to do the prescribed reps, but with that reduced loading. Or maybe the prescribed reps, but for the gentleman, you'll use 135-pound bar, women with a 95-pound bar, or any combination that makes rational sense for you is the right combination. And of course, we also have a partner version of the scaled workout. Video showing the push press. Limited equipment option, here come the dumbbells. 5 rounds for time. This is with a pair of 50-pound dumbbells for men, pair of 35s for women. Or if a different loading makes sense, have at it. 18 dumbbell deadlifts, 12 dumbbell hang power cleans, and 10 dumbbell push jerks. Ah, I think I'd rather do it with a barbell, quite frankly. Those dumbbells are just so taxing and challenging, but that's also why they're so amazing and wonderful at the same time. And of course, there's a 2-person team version. Video showing the dumbbell deadlifts, dumbbell hang power cleans, and the dumbbell push jerk. No equipment workout, you get nothing. 5 rounds for time, 20 glute bridges, 9 broad jumps, and 6 strict handstand push-ups. And there's a video showing the strict handstand push-up. Accessory work for the day, optional as always. The first one's a choice, an either or. One of the choices is maybe you've had enough barbell for the day. The other one, you're never satisfied, always want more barbell. We've got you covered there. So here's your either or. Choice 1. Descent from handstand variations. Watch that video and just play with whatever point in that progression is appropriately challenging for you. That'll develop some overhead strength, some total body head-to-toe strength. A few things do that, like gymnastics, quite frankly. And that'll probably get a lot of us outside of our comfort zone. Or if you want more barbell, okay. Linchpin barbell complex number 7. Ask and you shall receive. For load, 1 hang power clean, 1 hang squat clean, 1 shoulder to overhead. That's considered 1 full complete complex. You choose the loading. It is intended to be unbroken. So if you have to drop it between the hang power clean and the hang squat clean, okay, so be it. But just so you know, it is intended to be unbroken, so I would play with the loading if you can. But if it doesn't treat you well, of course, break it up. Ideally, you're going to perform this complex 3 to 5 times. Your choice. Doesn't mean you need to do it 5. You could do it 3. 3 to 5 times, resting a couple minutes between each. You choose the loading. And then so that was between descent from handstand variations or linchpin barbell complex number 7. And the other part of the optional accessory work is the side plank hold. Accumulate 1 to 2 minutes per side. We've got a video showing that. Cool down and stretching for the day. Cool down for 5 to 15 minutes. Casual walking, jogging, biking, or rowing. Then we have the glute stretch, the straddle stretch, foam roller for the back and lats, and the chest and pecs, hands behind. Most of those you'll hold for 1 to 2 minutes per side, and we have a video demonstrating all of them. Starting off the week with DT. How could it get better? Oh, it can. Just wait for tomorrow. I'll see you then.